Thank you, Jenny. Well, good evening. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. They're the views of our guests, and tonight, and why you are the guest. It's Open Line Wednesday, and believe me, I do hope many of you will call in, because, well, it started out this morning. We were doing our 7 o'clock program. Our guest was supposed to be there at 7 o'clock. He didn't get there until about 10 minutes after 7, and so I had to simply, without any preparation, talk for 10 minutes. Well, that wasn't too bad. And then, of course, our second program at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the guest could only stay for 30 minutes, so I had to do an impromptu program for the next 30 minutes. But that worked out all right. And then at 4 o'clock, our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up at all, and we had another hour of open lines. So this is the first time we've ever had that much open lines in one day, and now this is Open Line Wednesday, and so we're hoping that many of you will be interested in calling our number, which is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if there's something that you would like to talk about. Well, there are all sorts of things we could talk about. There's an article in the San Jose Mercury about a new play that's out. It's being shown apparently over in the San Jose area, and the title is "The Goat or Who Is Sylvia?" And it's supposedly the story of this man. He's 50 years old, and instead of having a midlife crisis and running off with a girl, or even running off with another man, he runs off with a goat. He's married, children, and of course this whole thing, basically they're getting into bestiality, and they're pushing the envelope and saying that maybe we ought to start talking about bestiality in our society today, previously a forbidden sort of subject. What sort of depravity is gripping our world today when a man 50 years old, that they would even, of course, put together this story about a man who is in love with a goat, or assuming Sylvia is a goat? It's a little indefinite, but this whole thing has to do with bestiality. And you have to understand what we're doing is seeing the total depravity of mankind. I mean, certainly God intended men to marry women, and there was to be a man and women and children and a family, and then we went from men to having affairs with men, and women having affairs with women, and then the transvestite people who wanted to be both men and women, and glorify this whole alternative lifestyle, and now we're getting into bestiality. And as I see these things coming down the line, I wonder how long is going to God tarry. We did a program earlier this week about the geneticists, the people who are the scientists who are introducing human genes into animals so they can give a mouse or a rat a human brain. And, of course, then we would be seeing similar things. We'd be taking animal genes or plant genes and putting them into human beings. We have a real problem today. We have man having tremendous capacity to do all sorts of things scientifically, but should we be doing them? And where is the restraints? And, of course, what would restrain us if there is no God? Well, let's go to see. We have John giving us a call right now from Seaside. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Morty.
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, go ahead. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. Great program. I listen to you all the time. I think you had a speaker...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment here. All right, John, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to your earlier broadcast where you had this gentleman that was speaking about why we didn't go to Pakistan because he said how, well, maybe because Pakistan is a nuclear power, that's why maybe we did not go to Pakistan to get Osama bin Laden. And I remember that when a few years ago, it was last year that Musharraf, the Pakistan president or prime minister, whatever he is, he wrote a book, and he said that the U.S. told him, is either you are with us or against us, and that if you don't help us to fight against the Afghanistan, we will actually go to war with you.
Right.
So I do not think that because they were a nuclear power, that is why we didn't attack. I think it was all part of a plan to just go to war with Afghanistan, and Pakistan was not part of the package.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that argument is very, very invalid, the one that was used, and you're absolutely right. Musharraf said, you know, he was forced to support the United States.
Yeah.
And nothing is as we appear to be, you know. We're told Russia is this great power, and she has all these missiles. How do we know what she has? We're told that North Korea has been exploding nuclear weapons. How do we know whether that's true or not? North
right.
Korea had something like 300 centrifuges. It takes 50,000 centrifuges to be able to produce a nuclear bomb. Do you really think a country that cannot feed its own people, where the people are starving by the millions, is able to create intercontinental ballistic missiles and is able to actually produce a nuclear weapon? I don't think so. I think we're being lied to at every turn. I think that they tell us how strong North Korea is to justify our continuing to give massive amounts of financial aid and certainly material aid to the North Korean dictator to keep the dictator in power. That's
yep.
what it's really all about.
Yes, I totally agree.
Anything else? Well, John, I commend you for your insight and for not accepting these sophisticated types of arguments. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, it's just that you're a great program. I listen to you all the time. I just wish more people would open their minds. I mean, we are a great country. I think we have lots of smart people. I'm just perplexed as to why they allow themselves to be lied to and listen to arguments that hold absolutely no water. I mean, any rational person who knows the truth and can add 1 + 1 to know it's 2 just would not listen to 90%.
Hold that thought there for just a moment, please.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Open Line Wednesday, and we have John calling from Seaside, and he's challenging some of the arguments that have been given as to why we did not pursue Osama bin Laden in the Pakistan, pointing out that some people say, oh, we wouldn't dare invade Pakistan. They're a nuclear power. And yet, of course, Musharraf had said that he had been threatened by Bush and said, you're either with us or against us, so you better just toe the line. Well, that doesn't sound like the Americans quaking their boots because Pakistan's a nuclear power. And how many nuclear weapons does Pakistan really have? I mean, Pakistan is not a highly industrialized society. How do we know that they have nuclear weapons? How do we know that they have intercontinental ballistic missiles? Now, they may have gotten them from communist China. They got the technology from Bill Clinton. But I believe, of course, that communist China has provided sending the missiles for Iran using our technology, for North Korea using our technology, and all of that, of course, is being used to manipulate not those countries, but to manipulate the American people into going along with totally unreasonable positions, as continued funding massive amounts of money into North Korea, so they'll stop their nuclear weapons program, which I don't think they ever had in the first place, and of course that holds true with so much of what's going on today. We're being lied to at every turn because reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. Anything else you want to say, John, before we let you go?
Just one more. I think everyone should really rally behind Ron Paul because I think he's the he is probably the voice of reason. That light in the wall of complete darkness. And if America would listen to at least half what he says, maybe God's wrath would not actually come down on us, because I think he might actually bring some of that change that would stay God's judgment on America.
God bless you. Thank you so very much,
John. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, fine. Well, then let's go to Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we'd love to hear from you. And you can pick the topic. You don't have to talk about what I'm talking about at all. And that's the beauty of Open Lines Wednesday. Ray, did you have a thought to comment?
Yeah, well, I had a question, actually. My question was about the CIA mind control experiment, MK Ultra. And I wondered, well, I did some research on it, and there were some really very disturbing things about that were mentioned in this book that I read about Margaret Mead and her husband apparently were involved in this program for some extent. The reason for the program, apparently it originated from the ideas of Bertrand Russell, according to this book that I was reading. But MK Ultra, they did mind control. They also kidnapped people, apparently. I don't know how many people were affected by it, you know, that were really destroyed by it. But I think the CIA, I don't know if they're still doing that sort of thing. But
all right, fine. Well, did you ever see the series on television called The Pretender?
No.
It was a story of this boy who'd been kidnapped from his parents and been taken to the center, which was some sort of a government agency. And there he'd been tortured and programmed.
He
got this amazing capacity. His mind was very, very sharp. He could accomplish anything. He could pretend to be anybody. And then, of course, he would have all these wonderful adventures. And at the end of every program, there'd be the chase. And the people from the center were trying to get this person, who had escaped, who'd been one of the, basically, a CIA mind control victim. This is very real. This thing happened. Kathy O'Brien was part of this. We have a book called The CIA Doctors. It used to be called Operation Bluebird, written by Colin Ross, who's actually
Bluebird.
Interviewed taken care of literally dozens of the victims of the CIA mind control programs. We offer a CD. It has 17,000 files, CIA files, were declassified at the time of the Church Committee back in 1977. And they were really doing this sort of thing to people. They were actually threatening families or paying families for their children, getting those children in, programming them, and torturing them. And they were actually working in conjunction with Satanists. And we know people who were victims of satanic child abuse. And these were being covered by our government. And basically down the line, of course, a lot of this started to come out. And so the CIA organized something called the False Memory Syndrome Organization. And they went all across America saying, all these kids think that they were satanically abused by their children. That's just a false memory implanted by the psychiatrist. And who was it who organized this False Memory Syndrome Organization? Why, they were CIA officials, people like Dr. Jolly West, who was down there, of course, seeing Timothy McVeigh before before he left prison there.
Jolly West is a very big time, he's really quite a prominent figure in this whole thing. Margaret Mead and her husband were involved in this.
I don't know why. She was CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. And it all fits together. It fits in the skull and bones. We have a couple of great books, Mass Control and Mind Control, put forward by Jim Keith before his strange demise after a minor knee surgery. And I would simply write it off as coincidence. Only his publisher died a few weeks later, and then a few weeks after that, his wife died, former wife. That's an awful lot of coincidences, having to do with a man who's been writing about mind control and, of course, the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah. These organizations are so pervasive. I've been reading about the different groups called the Fabian Society, the Synarchists, what do they call them? They're all satanic.
Right.
They're all basically satanic, and they all have their goal toward this one world government thing.
You're absolutely right. What binds all of these organizations together? Whether it be the CFR, or the Bilderbergers, or the Masons, or the Theosophists, or the Rosicrucians, or the Lucius Trust, or the group of world servers, or you name it, central bankers, the element within the Vatican, which is part of this, the element within the Jewish faith, which is part of it, the element within the Protestant faith is part of it. They're all bound together to create a one world government, a new world religion, with this one world leader. And of course, this is the ancient plan of the ancient mystery religions to fulfill Nimrod's plan, but it goes even before that. It goes back to the time of the Nephilim, and even before that to the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. So this is truly a spiritual battle.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, our real enemies are our own. Our own government officials,
Well, those government officials who disbelieve in the Constitution, who have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution, are intent upon destroying it.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ray?
Oh, that was about it.
Anyway, it's good to hear from you.
Okay,
fine. Let's go to Jack here, who's calling. And so Jack is on line one. Jack from Michigan. Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. Really enjoying your program, as always. And I don't mind waiting on hold, that's for sure. It's always a delight to hear you. And I was thinking, as I was waiting, it would sure be great to have a minister of a church somewhere locally that would apply scriptural knowledge to everyday events, world events, political system, as you do so scholarly, and eloquently. I would definitely consider going to a church, that church.
Well, Chris, one of the people, my favorites, is Noah Hutchings of the Southwest Radio Church. The only trouble is he doesn't have a church, he just has his radio programs, but Noah does such a good job of getting this information out and combining what's happening politically and historically with what's happening scripturally. So there are a few out there who are doing a great job on that. I think that our friend John Leffler does a good job on it. I just wish there were a lot more that were doing a good job, because a lot of people understand what's happening politically, and a lot of people understand what's happening economically, but they can't put this into this spiritual context. They can't look it through the lens of what's unfolding spiritually.
Indeed. In fact, the other night, the Coast to Coast AM show, George Norrie had a fellow on, I can't recall his name, a former congressman, who claimed that his book, which was co-authored by some lady by the name of Stewart, whose father was, or apparently still is, captive in North Vietnam somewhere, first time that this material came out, and I couldn't get through the program, but they were touting it on that basis. I think it's called An Enormous Crime.
Oh, this is this new one that's put out by this woman. She wrote this in combination with a former Congressman Herndon. It's called An Enormous Crime. It goes into Korea and certainly goes into what happened in Vietnam.
Yeah.
We abandoned about 600 men there and about 1,000 in Cambodia.
Yeah, but they said this was the first time it had been chronicled.
Right. Well, of course, basically it's based upon government archives that have been suppressed. And,
I see.
And of course, nobody wants to bring out the fact that this was all coordinated by Henry Kissinger during the Vietnam War, the same Henry Kissinger, who, of course, is directing things over in the Middle East today, at least according to Woodward. He meets with Bush regularly there in the Oval Office. Hold on for just a moment. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Jack?
Yes, Dr. Chan, I think it's time, based on everything that I've learned from your book.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Morning or the afternoon, I can tell you exactly what I think, but because of the bureaucracy, because This one station is a 501c3, even though there's a 10 stations on this network, 11 stations. I cannot tell you my opinion of Mr. Thompson, so but I will let you put out your opinion of Mr. Thompson. Go ahead.
Well, all I know is I have voted for people and regretted it. It seems like when they have a political background, serious political background, it makes me very nervous. I'd like to see someone run for president that believes in our foundation of our country, who's not afraid if he doesn't have as many millions as other candidates to stand up there for America, because it's the past presidents, even Reagan, that have got us here.
You're absolutely right.
And I would just be so happy if Duncan Hunter and Tom Cantrado would run for the presidency, because I'd like to see new people.
No, now wait a minute. Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo
I think they'd be great as president and vice president.
No,
don't
I'd
you?
Like,
well, you can't. I'm
not going to tell you what I think.
Yeah, but I would just like to see candidates win in spite of the fact that they don't have more millions than everybody else. Wouldn't you?
Well, I would like to see people who believe in America, being put forward and being presented to the American people, and I'd like to see the American people rally behind those who support our Constitution.
All I know is Duncan Hunter has been, actions always speak louder than words. And Duncan Hunter and Tom Cantrado, they've been out there working to close our borders, have been there for the ones that have been border patrolmen that have been jailed, and I feel very uneasy about someone because all these last few presidents have got us where we are, and I'd just like to see fresh men as president and vice president win for our country, for the Republican Party of Lincoln.
All right, fine. Well, I think that there would be many, many people who would agree with you. I'd like to see somebody run who would not be controlled by the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, or the Skull and Bones, myself.
I would, too. And I want to hear what these candidates, like Duncan Hunter and Tom Cantrado, has to say platform.
We've already had a couple of debates. Did you see those debates?
I didn't.
I think that they're probably available.
I listened to radio.
I think that they're probably available, and I think the text of them are probably available. I think that you would learn a great deal from listening to those debates.
But just look at the slippery slide we're on.
I share your concern.
After World War II, the military brought all those wonderful, heroic dogs home and got them adopted out. The Vietnam War, the Department of Defense said, leave them in Vietnam. Those loyal dogs that were companions to our soldiers, that warned them of danger, was in the foxholes with them, were left there.
All right. Well,
it just shows the slippery slide, moral decay of our country.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, Laverne. And let's hope the American people will get involved in the electoral process and will contribute and help the candidate who is going to save America get elected. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Zachary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me just get our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I sure did. This is technically my second time. I called you just a minute ago, and I'm on a...
I know, and then I don't know what happened. One of those electronic ghosts probably came in here and did you. But anyway, what did you want to say?
Well, I'm a young guy here in New York, and I'm in upstate New York. I'm not down in the city. Everybody.
Hold on, Liz. I'll be back in just a moment here. All right, fine. Zachary, go right ahead. What was your point?
My question and concern is, I'm well aware of the things that are going on around me, and I know a lot of the kids and youth my age, they're caught up in popular culture, and I know that when Adolf Hitler took power back in Germany, he said that sent the one guy named his nickname was Putzi, and he brought over the concept of American football to the German rallies, and he got the people motivated, and it was a big sense of propaganda, And kids my age just are bought into the sex and drugs and whatever culture of it, and they don't seem, if they know anything about what's going on in the world and the push towards a global government, they either don't care or they choose to ignore it, it gets kind of discouraging, and I'm brought up in a Baptist community and Baptist home, and I just you got good, bad, and in between, and my perspective is, I guess it's just too negative, and I just don't know how to. I get kind of depressed when I really sit down and think hard about it, and because I don't know, I got all these concepts in my head.
First of all, Zachary, most people, just really don't have anything to live for. They're confused. It's this old attitude, life is tough, and then you die. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we die. But you have something that they don't have. You came from a Baptist home, and you obviously at least, whether you really have given your life to the Lord, but at least you know there's a God there, and you know the story of Christianity, and do you consider yourself an evangelical Christian?
Most of the time, but I have some real conflicts going back and forth within me right now.
No, I'll tell you what, I don't blame you. We all have these, especially when we're younger. And the question is, can we really believe the story that's being told in the Bible? Well, I will tell you, I'm a lot older than you are. And the older I am, the more convinced I am of the truth of the Scriptures. Because everything going on today is following the path of what the Scriptures tell us. And just as, when Jesus was asked, how we will know the story of the end times, when the end times come, he says, as it was in the days of Noah. And what was it during the days of Noah? Why, of course, there was a totally corrupt, depraved society, and of course the occultists call that the Atlantis. And America, of course, today is becoming the new Atlantis. And hang on, we'll be back in just a moment with... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have a young man named Zachary. He comes from a Christian home in New York. And, he's concerned about what's going on. Well, certainly if you look around, there's a lot of room to be concerned. But we are living in the most exciting times in all of history, because I think that we are going to see the fulfillment of these ancient prophecies that go back 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years. And, when else in the entire history of the world have we ever been where a time where you could have a totally cashless society where people would neither buy nor sell? Has there ever been a time when everything could be controlled simply by computers? And no. Has there ever been a time where everybody could be watched and monitored and numbered the way we're doing this today? No. Has there ever been a time in history where the children of Israel have returned to the Holy Land that was prophesied 2,000 years ago? No. So, there are many, many things that are prophesied. For instance, that during the latter days, Damascus would be destroyed. Damascus has never been destroyed. But we're on the verge of a war over there that could very well lead to the destruction of Damascus. We're on the verge of a third world war. It'll be a terrible, terrible war if it occurs. But, of course, I think it'll be fulfilling God's plan, moving us closer towards the return of the false prophet, the return of the Antichrist. And then, of course, I really believe after that will come our Lord. So, I mean, what's the things? The signs of the times are all there. When you study the scriptures, then you see what's going on. You realize how fortunate we are to know the Lord, because most of these people out here, they're having a good time, and they're going to spend eternity in hell. But you and I, if we know the Lord and trust the Lord, have the opportunity to spend eternity with Him. And believe me, most people are not going to make it. And we're told, that the one road is wide and easy to get along, the other one is very narrow, and only a few will pass through. But those of us who know what's going on and understand and are true to the end will be through, and we will be with our Lord through all eternity.
Dr. Stan?
Yes?
I know on your program you talk about the Freemasons, and, they're in almost every small town in America.
Right.
You got the Booth Lodge, and then you got your York Rite and your Scottish Rites, branches of, that plateau of the Blue Lodge, which is the cover of the book. What I'm saying is their Blue Lodge is based upon good works and charitable deeds, whereas the other ones, they branch off into what's called the Knights Templar and the Scottish Rite, which then leads to what is the 33rd degree of the Sovereign Grand Inspector General, which gets into people like Bob Dole and Harry Truman and Roosevelt cousins there that were president, Teddy and Franklin. And you look and you see George Washington was a Mason, Ben Franklin was a Mason, and you wonder what's going on when this country was founded by a lot of this fraternal organization. And then, Dr. Stanley, the symbolism of a trestle board is something that a person like an architect would draw up their blueprints on, which means the plans that they plan to build the building. Well, on the Masonic trestle board is the Book of Revelations, which gives me quite the chill.
Well, I think that you have to understand that the secret of Masonry is this. Now, most Masons have no idea what this is all about, but the secret of Masonry is that there are two gods, that there's the God that they worship, and then the other God, which is the God that we worship. And they call our God, I'm a model God, something of the sort. That's not quite it. Basically, you need to get into ancient Gnosticism, but really Masonry is simply a rehashing of ancient Gnosticism, which believed in two gods. And, of course, there was a good God, the bad God, and they worship the good God, we worship the bad God. Their God gives them freedom. Our God has all sorts of restrictions. Thou shalt not kill, commit adultery. Their God, of course, gives them power. And they tap into that power, and they can accomplish great things. Our God, we're supposed to obey Him. We're not supposed to have great power. We are to love God and keep His commandments. We are to fear God and keep His commandments. We are to obey God and keep His commandments. Their God, they don't have to do anything. Their God gives them the opportunity to control, to do whatever they want to without restraints. But, of course, we believe, of course, eventually they're going to have to stand before the great white throne of judgment where every Mason will eventually stand. Only they don't understand. The great white throne of judgment is the judgment of the damned. And as you study Masonry, and I have for many years, this only increases my faith in the Christian religion and convinces me that my job is to try to reach as many Masons and try to get them to renounce their faith and give them an opportunity to stand before Lord Jesus Christ in the day of judgment, not before the great white throne of judgment.
Yeah, the Masons say in Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, which I haven't read, but I've read excerpts of it, and Albert Pike wrote that Lucifer is God, and but the problem for them is also Adonai is God.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is that they believe that theirs is the better God. There are two gods. Theirs is a fairy god. And until you until you read through Moral's Dogma with the thought that they're talking about two separate gods, why you can't understand the thing that they're really saying. Everything is designed to confuse the average Mason and anybody else who reads this. And, you probably have not yet heard my talk on the forbidden secret, but certainly this is the same thing that faced Alexander the Great, and actually Plutarch writes a book in the first century, and we actually quote that. It's called Plutarch's The Age of Alexander, and Alexander is writing to Aristotle and saying, Aristotle, you know, you've not done well. You've actually written a book that describes the mystery religions, these esoteric special things, these mysteries that you've taught me about. And now other people will know. I would far rather I be able to control men with my knowledge than with my power. Aristotle writes back to Alexander and says, Alexander, you don't understand. You can read all the books you want to about the mysteries and about these secret things, but unless you've been schooled in them, you will not understand. And that's really quite true. I mean, how do you think Alexander, with a force of 35,000 Macedonians, was able to take on Darius, the mightiest army in the world, with hundreds of thousands of men and elephants and, you know, legions of people, you know, archers and spearmen and fierce, well-trained soldiers, the great Persian army. Alexander had tapped into the mysteries, and of course he had Lucifer's power behind him. It wasn't his superior generalship, although I'm sure that Lucifer told him what to do, but he had supernatural power. And of course, this is what it was really all about, and this is what people don't understand today. The power is there for your taking, but you certainly don't want to take it. Anyway, Zachary, study the things we do. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, I haven't.
Well, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get our material. Understand that it all is aimed at bringing you closer to our Lord and hopefully helping us to educate other people about what's really going on. We are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And, of course, our job is to reach as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. But that time may be growing short. I've been at this for 45 years, and I just have that feeling that we're moving towards the climax of history. And it's wonderful to know the Lord, and I hope you'll spend a lot of time in the Scriptures, and then a little time reading what I have, and then, of course, going into the writings on the other side, but most of your time in the Scriptures, because that's where the real power comes from. Not from the dark side, but from learning to obey the Lord and follow His leadership.
Remember, the dark side will profess to be the side of light, though, at the same time. Because look at just the name Lucifer. He pretends to be the light bearer.
Absolutely. Everything, of course, is a lie. Everything is a lie. Everything is 180 degrees opposite, is a mirror image of the truth. And, of course, we have to be able to discern truth from falsehood. They are falsehood, we are truth. We are right, they are wrong, because our God is the real God. And so do not be put aside, do not be confused by their terminology. The terminology is designed to confuse people, because if the people of the world really understood that these people were worshiping Lucifer, they would turn against them, and these people would not be serving in our courts, in our military, in our government at the highest levels.
I'd like to ask our current president, you know, he professed to be a Christian, but at the same time, I'd like to ask him who his God really is, because he doesn't seem to serve the good of all, the affluent elite.
I think that, of course, he serves the God that he worshipped when he took his oath to Skull and Bones. And if you haven't any knowledge who that is, I suggest you go to the website, WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com, where you can actually see a video pictures of the Skull and Bones initiation, where, of course, the initiates bow before Lucifer. It's all there. It's there for your asking. WilliamHKennedy.com. Hey, we're going to have to let you go, Zachary, but thank you so much for calling, and do call again. But remember, the story of the Bible is real, and we are approaching the climax of history. What you want to make absolutely certain of is that you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much for talking with me this evening.
God bless you. Thanks so much. Okay, fine. And that was Zachary. And let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember, everything on the other side is a mirror image of the Christian story, the Christian faith. And these people on the other side know exactly what the Christian faith is. It's simply that they think that their God is more powerful than our God. Hi, Mike. Did you have an announcement you wanted to make?
I sure do, Stan. Thanks so much for a moment or two to do this. We want everybody in Radio Land to know about Dr. Bob Bowman coming to speak here in the Santa Cruz area and also Monterey. And for those outside our area, you could probably find on his website that he's speaking in your area. He's touring the country for the summer with his wife, speaking in over 120 cities. And his website is patriots.us. That's patriots.us. And you'll see everything that he's all about. He speaks about largely the problems in our government and why things are the way they are, to alleviate the confusion. He talks about why we are divided into grassroots sectors that war against each other, liberal and conservative, etc., while the aristocracy, our true collective enemy, gets away with everything that they want to get away with.
Okay, but well, so, you want to get the times and the telephone numbers.
Right. We have, in the Monterey area, it's at the Unitarian Universalist Church on June 13th at 490 Aguajito Road, and the doors open at 7, and the event begins at 7:30. And for more information, you can call 831-375-2016. And then the following night, June 14th, we have our event at 611 Ocean Street. That's right downtown Santa Cruz. The doors open at 6 o'clock. The event starts at 7 and runs till about 9:30 or so. And there'll be time afterwards for about bump elbows. This is sponsored by our group, the Santa Cruz 9/11 Truth Movement. And you can find more information, everything you never knew you needed to know about what happened September 11, 2001. At the website, it's 911truth.org. Very simple, 911truth.org. Also, you can email us at santacruz911truth@yahoo.com.
All right.
And
first
for more
of all,
information on for our local event, it's the phone would be 477-4556.
All right. Again, one more time.
477-4556.
And that's Dr. Bob Bowman. He's a retired Air Force pilot who's flown well over 100 missions in Vietnam. I've interviewed him in the past, and I'll be interviewing him immediately before he appears in Santa Cruz. Would you like to get the telephone number over in Monterey, so if anybody would like to get there to hear him, they would know how?
Area code 831-375-2016.
One more time.
Area code 831-375-2016.
All right. Now, is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, one more time for the Santa Cruz area. The phone is 831-477-4556.
All right, I'm sure that Dr. Bowman will be putting out a very, very interesting talk, and I wish I could come to hear it. However, I have to be working that evening. On the other hand, I believe we have Dr. Bowman on a few days beforehand, so we'll remind you again. He's going to be coming here. Try to get people to begin to question what they've been told. Hey, thanks so very much for calling.
Hey, Mike. Stan, thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Mike calling from Santa Cruz announcing a program that's being put on by the 911 committee here, and or 911 Truth Committee in the Monterey Bay area. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is always an interesting evening. You never know what's going to be coming down the line. I always enjoy our Open Line Wednesday. And I think that Zachary from New York was expressing what a lot of young people face today. I mean, how do we really know that the Bible is true? And I think you just have to pray for wisdom. But you only have to, as you read it through, and then you see what's going on today, what are the chances that at this time in history we'd be able to have a cashless society? What are the chances that at this time in history the Jews would have returned to the Holy Land as was prophesied? What are the chances that the various countries that are prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39 would all be lining up for a massive attack on Israel? And the countries as they're described, you know, we're talking about, what, Ezekiel 2,300 years ago, something like that? That closer probably to 2,500 years ago, that Ezekiel could have known which countries would be aligning with Israel and which countries would be against Israel at that time. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and give us a call if you'd like. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and Chris, as we analyze what's going on in the world today, we then find a myriad of secret societies out there, all joined together with a common goal, a new world order, a new world religion. And as you read their writings, for instance, the writing of people like Barbara Marx Hubbard in her book, The Revelation, the book of co-creation, and she admits that the book was channeled to her by a spirit. She calls it the Christ Spirit. They have to understand that Barbara Marx Hubbard is one of the most wealthy women in the world today. She ran for the Democrat nomination for the vice presidency in the 1980s. She lost out to Geraldine Ferraro, but of course she's been very prominent in Democratic politics. And of course, if you read the book, the Revelation, the book of co-creation, Barbara Marx Hubbard is very, very straightforward. And she will tell you that basically there's coming a time when there will be a fulfillment of the prophecies in Revelation 6:8. And of course, you remember that her book really is about the rewriting of the revelation of Jesus Christ according to this spirit that is channeling through her. I believe it's a demonic spirit. And she says, you know, and she quotes, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death, and Hades follows close behind, and power shall be given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the earth with a sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, or disease, and the beasts of the world. And then she says, you know, there is a quarter of the world that is not going to evolve to a higher level of consciousness. I mean, a quarter are going to evolve, that's people like her, and a quarter, a half are just going to sort of sit around, but they can be tolerated, but there's this resistant part. Those are the evil seeds. Now she's talking about you and I. And then she says, you know, they are going to have to be eliminated, but that will not be your job, my dear. That will be ours, because we are the riders of the pale horse death. Now, we have the original manuscript that she wrote. They cleaned it up when they published it in book form, financed by the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. We have the definitive one, but we have the original one too. We'd be glad to send you copies of those pages. Then she goes on to say, that is not your job, referring to killing a quarter of the population of the world. That is ours, my dear, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. We are the riders of the pale horse death. I mean, these things would appear to be coming down the road very, very soon. Be prepared. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and certainly we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And, of course, if you'd like to do that, why, you can simply give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. When you join the Radio Liberty family, you get our monthly newsletter and either the four best CDs or four best tapes of the month. Some people just subscribe. Some people just help us on their own. They don't want anything in return. It's really up to you. Some people really like our tapes and some people don't. But most people, you know, who support us believe in our basic theme, and that is we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And then, of course, we certainly hope that many of you out there will want to get our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, because it explains fairly well what this battle is really all about and who the players are. Our talk on the forbidden truth, which is fairly new, but it gives you real insight into this secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret society, and I simply quoted from it a little earlier when I quoted from Plutarch's The Age of Alexander and the discourse between Alexander and Aristotle. You have to understand that this secret has been known to the people, the philosophers of the ancient ages, and it was known to the ancient sages, the prophets of, and I think it was known to the people who built the Great Pyramid and the Seven Wonders of the World, and they were able to harness this secret power, actually to levitate these mammoth blocks that make up the Great Pyramid into place. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can actually levitate things, tapping into the supernatural power, but you don't want to do that because it can cost you your eternal soul. And certainly the secrets were known to Pythagoras and to Socrates and to Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great and the Gnostics and the Templars and the Rosicrucians and, yes, the Illuminati and then into Masonry and into all the secret societies we have today. They know how to obtain this power. You want to avoid it. There's a new movement out, of course, called the Secret, sponsored by Rhonda Burns, and of course she is going to tell you how to tap into the secret power. She tells you in the book, whenever she writes the word you, she capitalizes the Y in you. Why? Because you are God. Well, that comes right out of the Garden of Eden, doesn't it? You are God. That's you tap into the power of the serpent, you become God. And then, of course, the secret is really Rosicrucianism. If you look frame by frame at the DVD, you'll actually find one frame where it says Rosicrucian. It's subliminal, but of course it's there. They understand what it is, and millions of Americans are being recruited today into Rosicrucianism, which is a modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, teaching people how to access the secret knowledge, the secret power, the one-way trip to hell, and eternal separation from God. Understand that these things are happening today, and what's our job? Our job is to try to reach people and educate them about what's going on, and certainly, I believe we have put together a two CD, pardon me, I should say a four CD or four tape set on the secret behind the secret. That's either a four tape or four CD set, the secret behind the secret. If you're interested in any of the items we're talking about, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our webpage of RadioLiberty.com where you can listen to our programs and tell others about the programs. That's your job. Get them listening. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with a second hour until, but those of us who are leaving us, why, well, till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. Well, this is Dr. Steinbeck here at Radio Liberty. Come out to meet you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us on the line from Southern California, Barbara Coe, who's been involved in this battle for immigration control for a long time. And basically, as our boys are being sent overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in a no-win war in Afghanistan and in a no-win war in Iraq, just as like they were sent overseas to fight in a no-win war in Korea and a no-win war in Vietnam. So, you know, our boys are fighting overseas, but while they're fighting overseas, we're losing America because America is being invaded. And, of course, they are bringing in millions and millions of illegals into this country who will be in Sydney destroying the infrastructure of our society. I mean, I called this morning. We had some problems with our telephones, and what did we find out? Well, your messages, they're in English and Spanish. Why not Vietnamese? Why not Chinese? Why not French? Well, it's because they intentionally intend to bring millions of people from South America into this country and make us a multilingual, multiracial society and change the culture of our nation, to bankrupt our social security structure, to bankrupt our medical delivery system, to bankrupt our schools, and then out of the chaos, they expect to build a new society. They know exactly what they're doing. They promised us in 1986, if we would simply go along with the amnesty they were going to give at that time, there would never be another amnesty. There were only 1 million illegals at that time. We'd make them legal, and that would be the end of it. And then we had all these new laws we were going to protect the border, and we were going to enforce the laws as far as hiring illegals here, and they refused to carry it under the laws. And they did the same thing in 1996. And Ronald Reagan lied to the American people when he said he'd enforce the laws. But, of course, we don't remember that. And they lied again in 1996. That was Bill Clinton. But then what would we expect from Bill Clinton? But then, of course, President Bush has steadfastly refused to enforce our laws, our immigration laws, until recently. And then he's done a few things. He was supposed to build a 700-mile fence. He's built 3 miles. And he says, there, the fence is already built. Now, let's, of course, give everybody amnesty. But it's not really amnesty. I just wanted to be able to... They'll be able to stay here and become citizens. Barbara Coe, how are you tonight?
Frankly, Dr. Stan, I am terrified.
All right. Well, you go ahead and tell us, because you're right on the front lines of this battle, even closer than we are.
Absolutely. We're in the trenches down here in Southern California, as you well know. And as I watch this amnesty bill, As I see the entire picture unfolding, which, Dr. Stan, you had figured out long before most of us, myself included, that this uncontrolled immigration is the most vital key to the establishment of the New World Order, the globalist New World Order, and, of course, that means the abolishment of our sovereignty.
And of course, that's going right along with this comes the North American Union,
right.
Not supported by the American people, but supported by the globalists who would destroy America
and
our freedom. We'll be right back. Well, Barbara, you pick up the story.
Okay, am I on now,
Doug? You are on now, and I'm listening attentively, as are people out all across America.
Okay, as I indicated earlier, Dr. Stan, I had people listen to you many, many years ago, we would have been better prepared. It hit me around 8 or 9 years ago as to exactly the big picture that was unfolding. This all began when I first started hearing George Bush Sr. talk about the fast track and the whole bit. And I'm saying, okay, what exactly is he talking about? And all of a sudden, it was like an illumination of the future. And obviously, the whole bottom line, uncontrolled immigration is the most vital key to this new world order, which is the ultimate goal of George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr. And it is absolutely frightening. And I started talking to people about it then, as you had many, many years before, Dr. Stan. And they thought I was nuts. which I'm sure you've probably had that hurled at you many, many times.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what, the way I like to put it is that they used to think I'm crazy, and now they're afraid I'm not. But you go right ahead.
I love it. Because the bottom line is, in 1995, the major racist pro-illegal organizations, LULAC, MALDEF, LA RASA, MECHA, on and on and on, made a commitment. This was right after Prop 187 was passed, which of course never became a reality, but that's another story. Anyhow, at that point in time, they vowed that they would control our entire government by sheer numbers, and I quote, using the vote if possible and violence if necessary. And quite obviously, we have seen a great deal of both, the violence increasing on a daily basis. And that's when I'm thinking, okay, there it is. The big picture just got disclosed, because after all, what better way to control a government than to import millions of people who have no loyalty to our country and who easily accept tyranny, and then use them with their vote and their violence to control our government.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barbara Cole. Barbara, pick the story up there. Go ahead.
And it's like I said, that's when it became very clear to me exactly what was happening, what was the underlying game plan for these traitors, and I have no hesitation calling them traitors, guilty of treason. And that was absolutely mind-boggling to me, and we have seen it become a reality. And I'm sure, Dr. Stan, you are painfully aware, as I, that the most recent article, President Bush declares himself emperor, that he signed a directive granting extraordinary power to the office of the president in the event of a, quote, declared national emergency.
Which, of course, he will declare. He's talking to somebody else who's going to declare. He's going to declare it and then declare himself emperor or Caligula, or call it what you will.
Right. And, of course, this is without congressional approval or oversight. And this is what people have been telling me for many, many years, and now, it's like I said, all of these things are becoming realities, that this was Bush's ultimate goal, that there would be such chaos that he would state that we were in a state of martial law, and then quite obviously we are totally under the thumb of he and his cohort, who would like nothing better than to see you and me, people like you and me, many, many millions throughout our country, rounded up and silenced.
Well, you know, Barbara, when you say that, it really sounds so ridiculous, unless you look and see what's happened since September 11th. First of all, there was the Patriot Act. Nobody was allowed to read the Patriot Act immediately after the September 11th attack. But what it did was basically got the very heart of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments of the Constitution. Then there was the Office of Homeland Security Act, a massive increase in bureaucracy, and beginning to collect dossiers on all citizens. And then there was the Model State Emergency Health Power Act, which was enacted in a number of states, which actually did give totalitarian power to the governor, and more or less indefinitely, if there was some sort of a health care emergency, and they could come and take your house, they could take your car, they could take your medicines, they could take your food, and they could actually round you up according to the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. We have copies of that to Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we then fast forward to October of last year, when we find that they, you know, passed the Military Commission Act, which does away with habeas corpus, but they say that's just for non-citizens, but they also, no court can intervene. If courts can't intervene, and you're locked up with no habeas corpus, how would you ever prove you were a citizen? And, of course, if it's permissible for people who are not citizens, why would we think that they wouldn't simply carried over to people who were citizens if they felt it was expedient? And then, of course, the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, and, of course, that was to do away with the Posse Comitatus Act, to allow the federal government to control the state National Guard without the permission of the governors, and to use the U.S. military against American citizens. In fact, even liberal Senator Patrick Leahy had said, "This is an invitation for martial law in America." I mean, here's the liberal Democrat concern, and then we find, of course, they're refurbishing the Japanese concentration camps because they would never want anybody to forget how terrible it was to put American citizens into concentration camps, and then they're rebuilding $385 million worth of new concentration camps in America. They gave the money to Halliburton because, of course, well, there might be military unrest here, there might be unrest, and, they're certainly not going to be used for the illegal aliens. The president has said that. We're not going to round up the illegal aliens and send them home. So who are they going to put into these concentration camps? You know, remember that movie they had with Kevin Costner, it was Field of Dreams? You know, build it and they'll come, talking about building a baseball field, but you build those concentration camps, they're not going to let them just sit empty. And why would they be doing that unless they were planning on using them? And there really is a plan, and those of you who have not seen the amazing clips which we offer, and where, of course, Congressman Gonzalez, a long time certainly chairman of the House Banking Committee, says there is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and round up Americans and put them into concentration camps. And if you haven't got our concentration camp special, if you have not seen the amazing clips, you need to get them. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a plan. And now, of course, as Barbara has pointed out, just earlier in the month of May, the Presidential Directive 51, the Homeland Security Directive 21, these, of course, allow the president, in case of a declared a national emergency of any sort, having to do with health, the bird flu, domestic unrest, financial chaos, a terrorist attack, simply to declare a martial law in America. And, of course, all there to preserve our freedom from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's over there in a cave in Pakistan, planning on how he is going to take away our freedom. Go ahead.
Oh, when you were talking about bin Laden being in the cave, Dr. Sand, recognizing the security of our country, he is probably living in a penthouse in New York. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I've always said he's up at the Fairmont in San Francisco with the beard shaved off and drinking mint juleps. But
maybe he's at the Presidio. Who knows?
Who knows? Go ahead.
Right. because we're just hearing again about today about the Syrians that were on flight 347, and of course this was several years ago, and the passengers and the author of the book Terror in the Skies was called a hysterical female, and now we're learning the truth that Department of Homeland Defense, which as you said is the biggest bad joke on the American people, that is, we thought the war on drugs was a bad joke, that falls into the shadows compared to the Department of Homeland Defense, which of course, the bottom line is, Bush and his cohorts, as far as I am concerned, Bush is the personification of evil, and his cohort are welcoming criminals, murderers, terrorists into our country. After all, they need them to do their work to get rid of patriots. And that is why when you opened the program, I said, frankly, I'm terrified. Not for myself, but for my children and my grandchildren. And we're talking about this visa that they're talking about giving millions of these illegal alien criminals. And by definition, every illegal alien is a criminal in violation of federal law. And I hope you got our newsletter today. If not, you'll get it tomorrow, which the headline says, V-Visa, a free pass for terrorists. Sub-headline says, welcome to illegal alien gang killers. Because with this bill that the Senate appears determined to pass, welcomes not only violent illegal alien criminals, drug smugglers, but also killers such as MS-13, Mara Salvatrucha gang members, the machete wielding killers, are also able to get a Z visa and remain in our country, because the bottom line is they're talking about background checks. That is impossible.
With 13 million people, I mean, of course not. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing. They said they're going to do background checks, and they're going to let the gang members in as long as they promise that they will get out of the gangs.
Right. Isn't that incredible?
Right. And of course the thing is, do they really expect the American people are going to be stupid enough to go along with that? You have to understand that back in 1986, when they were only supposed to have 1 million people, illegal aliens, and they were supposed to check them all, they never got around to checking them all. They did not have the personnel to do it. Of course it turned out there are 3 million people. Do you really think that now they're going to be able to do it for 11 or 13, or maybe they're 30 million? We don't know.
Right.
And neither do they. But they certainly, have no intention of stopping illegal immigration, because they want to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and to merge the United States and Mexico. When you understand that, it all makes sense. If you're looking for any other logical explanation, there isn't any.
That's right. There is only one explanation, as far as I'm concerned, Dr. Sand, and that is it's satanic. It is totally satanic. And these people, obviously, many of our elected officials have absolutely no conscience. They are power-hungry, greed-mongers, and they're clearly illustrated. They are willing to sacrifice our lives and the lives of our children in exchange for greed and power. It is strictly satanic. As I said, this is why I said I am terrified for the future of my children, my grandchildren, and quite obviously all my other loved ones.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Art Stan in Sydney. Our guest is Barbara Cohen. And Barbara's been at this for a long, long time. But this is the first time I think I've ever heard you say it was satanic. Of course, it is satanic. You're absolutely right. This is what we're trying to get people to understand, is the spiritual force that energizes the people who are intent upon the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. What drives them is this age-old concept of the New World Order, the New World Religion, of course, doing away with the old religion of Christianity, and then, of course, the One World Ruler. So, you know, when you talk about that sort of thing to other people, Barbara, you're not going to offend me at all. But what about other people? Do they look at you just a little askance and saying, we always knew she was off and now we're certain?
It doesn't bother me at all, Dr. Stan. In fact, it doesn't. The name-calling doesn't bother me. Actually, when people's eyes glaze over, that bothers me more than the name-calling, and I think I have been called every name known to man, which is okay, no problem, because I know who I am, I know what I stand for. However, when you try to talk to people and their eyes glaze over, I'm sure you've certainly been there, done that, and you know you've lost them. I just simply, in fact, I walk around with a supply in my purse of documented statistics. It's just a single sheet. And I keep a supply in my purse. And when I get the glazed eyes, I just said, look, you don't have to believe me. Here it is in black and white. Have a nice life. And I just hand it to them. Walk away. But on the flip side of the coin, Dr. Stan, truth will prevail.
Well, I really do believe, Barbara, that there is more awareness out there than there was before, and having been giving this message for a good long while, since I finally figured out the spiritual component of this, I find that more and more people tend to agree, and Christians will come up and say, thank you so much for bringing out the spiritual aspect of this. Mm-hmm. I always suspected there was a spiritual component. Mm-hmm. It all makes it so much more real and logical, because otherwise nothing going on makes any sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the bottom line, I think, in many, many ways, we can thank our enemies to a certain degree, and I have no hesitation of calling them enemies in every sense of the word, because their goal, of course, is to destroy America. Particularly the people coming in from Mexico, it has been proven repeatedly, they have been trained from birth to hate and to kill Americans whenever possible, and they've done a tremendous job. Steve King, Representative Steve King, has fully documented that an average of 25 Americans are killed every day by illegal aliens, the vast majority of them coming in from Mexico and Central America. So they've been trained from birth to hate and kill.
Hold that thought, Barbara. We'll be back in just a moment with Barbara Combe.
Sure.
All right, Dr. Stan. Of course, Barbara's just saying that many of these illegal immigrants have been trained from birth to hate and to kill. Now, certainly there are a lot of people coming in here who are good people. I mean, they're looking for a better job. They're not criminal element at all. They're working hard. They send their paycheck back home. But there are people in these gangs. You got to kill somebody to become a member of the gang. And gangs are ruled by fear and tyranny. And there is a small component of these people who are coming in who are here being brought in intentionally to totally disrupt our society. And, of course, remember, this whole illegal immigrant movement has its roots, within the Ford Foundation. And the Ford Foundation had financed Lulac and Maldave. And, of course, it financed the communist movement. The communists are working with the movement. But don't get caught into this whole idea this is the communist movement, because this whole entire communist movement has been funded by the same Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation. These people of great wealth who have created an enemy. They've created a foil so they can fight with it and say, you know, you want to be on our side. You don't want to be over there with the nasty communists because they want to kill people. Yeah. And yet, of course, they've actually funded the communist movement and funded this tyrannical movement that we are supposedly fighting against. Pick up the story there, Barbara.
Absolutely. You are totally right, Dr. Stan. And it's all one and the same. If you look at the Communist Manifesto, and all of the primary goals that are listed, 45 total, the vast majority have been achieved, and they have been achieved by those who are part of the illegal alien invasion into our country. It all ties together, and of course now we have the other component that has been added into this equation, and that is the radical Islamic jihadists. So we certainly have our share of enemies who want to not only kill us but destroy our country.
Now, I think it's really so interesting. I mean, anybody with an ounce of sense has to know that if George Bush really thought that there was a terrorist threat to America, the first thing he would have done would have been to have sealed our southern border and, of course, made sure that these people coming in here illegally could not go out and get jobs and paid into the community. And he absolutely, steadfastly, and intensely refused to carry out his requirement as the President of the United States to defend this nation. He's refused to close the border. He's blocked efforts to build a fence. He's blocked efforts to have an electronic surveillance. He's blocked efforts to have the border guards do what they're supposed to. They've got them so demoralized, and they refuse to actually hire adequate bodyguards. They've gone through the steps, we're going to put the National Guard down there. It's all symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. It's all for the benefit of the American people to make them think that they're really trying to do something, whereas they have no intention of doing anything, either to stop illegal immigrants or terrorists from coming across the border. And if there really are terrorists out there, they would have come across the border and would be having regular terrorist attacks in America. The fact we're not would suggest that maybe this whole thing is a great scam.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. As far as we are concerned, Dr. Stan, they're all working hand in glove. And the bottom line is welcome them in, let them do the dirty work. And then, of course, they will be nothing but cannon fodder. And this is what is so very, very frightening. This man is absolutely committed to the destruction of our country and the death of our people as far as we are concerned. And this is why so many, many patriots, in fact, I would like to announce this to your people, Dr. Stan, if I may, so many, many patriots are joining together, and there's going to be a book signing and fundraising event at the Nixon Library on June 16th for the one presidential candidate who has never faltered in his dedication and devotion to our country and to our people, and that is Congressman Tom Tancredo. And if anybody wants any additional information about this event, I realize we're a few miles apart. However, they can go to our website as to exactly where it is, when it is, and the whole Magella on our website, which is ccir.net. I have looked and continue to look.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Barbara Coe, and Barbara, you go right ahead and get your information out.
Okay, wonderful. I was talking about an event honoring Representative Tom Tancredo on June 16th at the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California. All the details can be obtained by going to our website, which is ccir.net. We would like to welcome any and all of your listeners. We have put the cost as low as we possibly can so that as many people as wish to attend can attend. Hopefully it's within their budgets. That's $50 each. And we are so looking forward to seeing him again, listening to him. We have some wonderful portions of the program. There will be a color guard. We are going to have entertainment by the City of Hope singers. We're just working so hard on this event to make it so meaningful to the American people. And as I said before, when we were talking about this before, Dr. Stan, I think we owe some credit for the American people waking up to our enemies. And that is because of their marches in the streets, their consistent obscenities, their consistent vows to take us over, that they scream as they march in the streets. It's every time they do this, it's another wake-up call to the American people. And I'm sure you've heard as well as I that people are so infuriated, they are so angered about Bush and many of the senators welcoming these types of people into our country, that the phones are absolutely jammed. It takes about half an hour to even get through, and a lot of times when you do get through, they say that the phone machine is full. And I'm urging all of your listeners to use the toll-free number. May I share it, Dr. Sam?
You certainly may, Barbara.
Okay, you can call any senator, any representative, any committee, any subcommittee, at any time, and that means after hours. If they're gone, leave a message. And that toll.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment so you can give that and everybody can hear it.
Okay.
And, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and Barbara Coe is going to give a telephone number if you wanted to call your elected representative. What was that telephone number, Barbara?
Okay, it is toll-free. Toll-free. It won't cost you a penny. Only a few moments of your time. And that number is area code 866-340-9281. Again, that is 866-340-9281. Call, my good friends. Call. Call. Jam those lines. Let your elected officials know where you feel. Reassure them that if they support this treacherous amnesty, Senate Bill 1348, that you will make a commitment that they are listed amongst the unemployed when they're up for re-election.
All right, well, first of all, before we go on, I'd like you to get your website out and how people can get in touch with you and your ministry. How can they get in touch with you and your ministry?
Okay, our website, Dr. Stan, is ccir.net. Again, that is ccir.net. Our toll-free number to contact us is really easy to remember. It is also toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We urge you to call us if you want additional information. We urge you to check out the website along with Dr. Stan's and look at the truth.
All right, fine. So we hope that if you would be interested, here's a good place to go. Barbara Coe has been working very hard for many years on this whole issue of illegal immigration. And illegal immigration is being used, of course, to alter the makeup of our society and, of course, to convert us from what we were into a multicultural, multilingual society. And, of course, if you'd like to talk to Barbara, why, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Barbara, do you think the House will go along with this Senate legislation that, of course, is making so many people who've come in here illegally, giving them amnesty and rewarding them for violating our laws?
No, I do not, Dr. Stan. And the thing of it is, the more I hear about people putting the pressure on the senators, you know, the old cliche, when they feel the heat, they see the light. And I want to also reassure your people, your listeners, every contact to your representatives in Washington, they calculate it equals that you are represented 1,000 voters. Now, that's not to be negated. And I've heard this repeatedly. Every contact you make to Washington, you are representing 1,000 voters.
Well, now, basically, the legislation that they passed, that the Senate passed, my understanding is that they were going to give them amnesty, except they had to return home and put up $5,000. It was $500. And then they had to apply, you know, as they ordinarily would. Basically, how much money did they have to put up? Does anybody really think that these people are going to leave the United States and go home and put up all this money?
Of course they're not. Well, then, and anybody enough to believe that is truly a fool. And even if it was made law, Dr. Stan, who is going to enforce it? Our immigration system is not broken. It is in perfect shape. It's called enforced. The laws that are already on the books. We don't need any new laws. And don't tell us that those laws cannot be enforced. President Eisenhower did it. Will it take a little longer this time? Of course it will. Because we're looking at 1 million that he deported compared to over 20 million at this point in time. However, is it possible? You better believe it. And if people don't think they want to give that serious consideration, then look at your wallet. Because the total cost to American taxpayers, if this bill should ever become law, has been documented at $2.5 trillion. That is with a T-T-R-I-L-L-I-O-N. Are you ready for that?
Well, Barbara, first of all, was it $5,000 or $500 that we're going to have to put up?
$5,000. Yes.
Where is the average Mexican illegal worker going to get $5,000?
Well, they certainly, on many occasions, got nearly that amount to get smuggled into the United States.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, their relatives are sending our welfare portions of our welfare check that they're collecting up here for all of their illegal alien jackpot anchor babies, plus the money from the jobs they're taking from American citizens. So, of course, these people put it all together, and they're paying several thousand dollars to be smuggled into the United States. And over and above that, Dr. Stan, there are going to be there, and there are, and will continue to be, those from terrorist countries who do not have to save up from our welfare checks, and these people taking money out of the pockets of American citizens, many of whom have been bankrupted because they've lost their jobs to these people. These will be people coming in from the terrorist countries who have millions to invest to come into our country. So that's exactly where it's going to be headed. We're going to have everything from the Central American Mexican peasant to the very wealthy representatives of terrorist countries, which of course already have a foothold in the United States, and this will open the door to even more.
Well, you know, it's really rather frightening as we see this whole scenario unfolding and realize that we are seeing the demise of our Republican form of government, and it is being fostered and financed by the Ford Foundation. I hope you remember that next time you're going to get a Ford car or a Ford truck. But the Ford Foundation has been financing subversive activities in the United States for the better part of a century, certainly going back to the early part of the 19th century. And that was what they discovered when the Reese Committee investigated the great tax-exempt foundations back in 1953 and 1954. They had to suppress that information. Unfortunately, it is available now on the Internet and through a book we carry called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, that was written in 1958. It is based upon the only congressional investigation ever permitted of what the Rockefeller, the Carnegie, and the Ford Foundations were doing during the first half of the 20th century. So, certainly, these people have always been intent upon the destruction of America because their loyalty is elsewhere. And, of course, what people have always missed as well, they say, the great tax-exempt foundations were taken over by liberals, but, of course, the Rockefellers, the Ford, and the Carnegies never would have allowed that. And, of course, they allowed that. They knew exactly what they were doing. Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. The Rockefeller family has been involved in the occult. Andrew Carnegie was into spiritualism and the occult. And in his book on triumphant democracy, he even wrote about the fact that the poet had already written about the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World. And that really goes back to Tennyson's poem, Locksley Hall, where he wrote, "For I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that would be, heard the heavens filled with shouting and the rain to ghastly doom of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World." That's certainly what Tennyson had written, what Carnegie was referring to. So do not be led astray by these lies that are told. They had no idea what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing, and these foundations have carried out their obligation to the T. Except we can't let the American people understand that the tax-exempt foundations operating with tax-exempt money are doing everything they can to destroy the economic foundation of this one great republic of ours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Stan, you are brilliant. You even memorized that. Talk about a prediction. That was a prediction. And it, that prediction is becoming a reality, and it's up to us to ensure that that does not ever become the ultimate reality. And that's the bottom line, because we can do it.
Oh, I think, Cindy, I believe that more and more people are rallying to the cause. We've just got to make sure that our organizations that we follow are not being taken over by the other side. Because they work very hard to control the Republicans, the Democrats, the right, the left, the conservatives, the liberals, the conservative Christian organizations, the liberal Christian organizations, the conservative Jewish organizations, the liberal Jewish organizations. Every aspect of our society, the media, certainly our universities, they're all infiltrated and all heading the same direction. It is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. Barbara, what sort of response are you getting from the people down there in Southern California?
It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We have several talk show hosts down here in Southern California. I know you're very familiar with Terry Anderson, John and Ken, Al Randell, Doug McIntyre, so on and so forth. And at this point in time, it's kind of interesting because other groups that we are working with are focusing with, of course, the constant support of the John and Ken show, really doing a full-blown attack on Dianne Feinstein. Obviously, she is very influential, and... They have her on her website. This is KFI down here, and several of our people, in fact, on Tuesday, did a rally in front of Feinstein's office, and we have a very neat idea that one of our members came up with. It's called Presenting Your Elected Official with a Pink Slip, and it was beautifully well done, and it was presented to Senator Feinstein's staff just yesterday. I was not able to be there myself, however, many of our people were, and I understand it was incredibly successful. And the talk show hosts are, the conservative talk show hosts down here in this area are obviously pushing, and it's quite amazing that you can you can provide people data until you're blue in the face, and as I said, they look at you with the glazed eye syndrome. But if a talk show host says the same thing, hey, it must be gospel truth. And that's okay with me. I don't care, Dr. Stan, just keep it up. Because if they won't listen to me, and they won't listen to a lot of other people, they will listen to you.
Well, it's an awesome responsibility. The trouble is, we got a lot of talk show hosts out here who are lying to the people, who are being paid fabulous salaries not to reveal, but to conceal the truth. But some of the programs, I know Terry Anderson, and I know that, what are those two fellows named?
John and Ken.
John and Ken, and we've been on with them in the past. They're doing a great job, and Terry's doing a great job, too. And Terry's really an amazing guy, very, very articulate, and I mean, he does this because he loves America.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it comes under the heading... and I, like you and Terry, John and Ken, and the other talk show hosts I mentioned, these are truly patriots who are willing to, at this point in time, literally lay their lives on the line to share the truth.
And I really think that we've got to support them. But you know, if they're getting to the people, if the people are beginning to see this, and of course you're putting the rallies on, and And then, of course, the other side's out there demonstrating and waving the American flags, and then sometimes they're even talking about taking the land away from the gringos and doing everything they can to, you know, to inflame the situation. Now, the average Mexican is not, he just wants to live and let live, but it's so easy to get them out in the streets, to get them demonstrating, to get them to believe that we hate them, so they gotta hate us, and standard techniques of divide and conquer. The other side knows what they've done. They are very well financed. I mean, how easy do you think it is to get? How many people do they have off of that last demonstration, Barbara?
They vary anywhere from 50 to a couple of hundred people.
All right.
We just never know. We put the call out.
I'm talking about the other side, the illegal immigrant side.
Oh, well, when they put the call out, they don't have any choice. They are told exactly what they're going
Hold
to do.
Hold that thought.
Right. So, quite obviously, their numbers outweigh ours, because we do not issue orders. We simply put out the call, and those who can, we plead with them to be there. And the numbers are increasing on our side. Does it match the thousands that the illegal aliens have had at their demonstrations? No, because they are under orders. As I said, these people easily accept tyranny, and when they're told to do something, they do it. We do not issue orders. We call upon only those who attend these rallies out of their love of our country, their love of freedom, their love of liberty, and who believe and know that their participation is critical to the preservation of not only our sovereignty, but their very lives and the lives of their loved ones.
Well, Barbara, what happened to this last demonstration down here? We hear a lot of criticism of the police for firing rubber bullets and you know, Sydney, tasering people. Was this excessive violence? Were the police just doing their job?
That is absolutely a fiasco. And, of course, our own law enforcement, LAPD, was totally betrayed by not only Chief Bratton, but Mr. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, which, incidentally, did you know he is on the staff of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. It says it all. It says it all. And they were condemned because they would not stand there quietly and have rocks, bottles, and chunks of bricks thrown at them. They did what they had to do.
All right, friends, you think the police did a good job and they were justified in handling it the way they did.
Absolutely.
And
however,
it looked to me like they were very restrained in what they were doing myself.
Absolutely. And people are providing videos to prove that they were the ones being attacked by the aggressors, revealing that the LAPD were not the aggressors. The agitators were the aggressors, and hopefully, some of those involved of LAPD officers who are being literally fed to the wolves, the whipping boys, for this.
Hold on, I thought we'd be right back here. Well, this is Archer Stan. I guess it's been Barbara Cole. And of course, Barbara Cole, what's the name of your organization?
California Coalition for Immigration Reform, which is sort of a misnomer, Dr. Stan, because we are nationwide. We're represented in 37 states by groups and individuals, but we're very cost conscious, and it costs too much to change the name, so we said, hey, we'll just let it go. And continue with California Coalition for Immigration Reform, acronym CCIR, and that is who we are. That's what we represent, patriots throughout our nation, and we have certainly made an impact throughout our nation as well as in Washington.
No, and here's Barbara, one of the leaders of this. We're just lucky to have you there. Thank you so very much for what you're doing. God bless you, and keep us appraised, will you?
I certainly will, and I do hope you're getting our newsletter every month. And anyone who wants further information on how you can become a member, get our newsletter as well as our bulletins, be on our email list, so on and so forth, please don't hesitate to call that number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
God bless you. Good night, Barbara.
Good night, and thank you so much, and God bless, Dr. Stan.
And you too. Bye-bye. All right, well, that's Barbara Glowen, and Barbara's certainly been on the front lines of this battle for a long time, and she's been just so viciously and unjustly attacked. Well, of course, we do have, first of all, I have to say that because of the station, KFER, that we're broadcasting on now, is a non-profit station. We cannot endorse a candidate, nor can we endorse what people say. As far as the candidates are concerned, when the elections aren't on, we can tell you exactly what we think. Barbara has a right to her expression of her beliefs. But this is the time when we really need to tell our listeners Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we certainly look forward to many of you out there. If you agree with our message but would like to help us, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. Now, of course, we mentioned earlier the foundations. We carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, was written in 1958, and it tells how the great tax-exempt foundations have financed subversion in the United States for many years. Then, of course, we have other material. We have 4 tape sets on immigration. We have certainly a video, Conquest of Aztlan. We have 2 books. One is called The Minutemen. The other is Fighting Immigration Invasion. That's The Minutemen and Fighting Immigration Invasion. And then, of course, we have a great deal of information on this whole globalist movement, but probably best summarized in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD by that name, and, of course, in our talk on The Forbidden Secret, and more recently, the 4 tape sets, The Secret Behind the Secret. So if you're interested in knowing more about any of the material we have at Radio Liberty, our number 1-800-5-448-927. And then, of course, we ask you to go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to tell others about our programs. We ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are truly on the front lines of this battle. And quite frankly, we do need your prayers. And as I see, you know, my life unfolding at this time, I realize that God has to have a hand on what is happening, and because time and time again, of course, we have survival snatched out of the jaws of defeat under any circumstances. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.